Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion. I'm your host, Ursula Minchus. Super glad you're here with us today. This is a solo show again, just me hanging out with you. And we're going to talk more about AI. It's been a big topic with our clients, with all of our clients. Everybody's using it. How should I be using it? How should I not be using it? What can it do? What can it not do? Right? Like just even today at the CEO table, we were talking about, you know, AI becoming a clone for us, right? Like what should it be doing? How do we protect our, you know, your intellectual property, like what you bring to the table? And just a lot of questions that keep coming up. And so AI is amazing. Right? It can do a lot of things. It's going to continue to be able to take a lot of tasks off our plate. And then the question to ask is like, how am I setting it up in a way that's really serving me and serving my clients versus causing more headaches, which it can do. So today we're going to talk about, you know, underneath all of that, the hidden link between AI and your quantum revenue leap. So what is the hidden link between you, AI, and your quantum revenue leap, and why most business owners are using AI wrong, and what to do instead? And, you know, this isn't just another how to use AI episode. There's a lot out there. This is really about how AI can become a portal to, you know, I love that word, right? Like can become a portal to your next financial and energetic levels, but only if you're using it correctly. And when I say correctly, I'm not talking about just, you know, how to use AI. I'm talking about how to use AI that's still in alignment with you and still in alignment with your brand. And I'm going to share some things and, you know, some behind the scene things that I haven't shared before, you know, about some of the mistakes I've made, some of the things that where it hasn't worked the way I wanted it to, or where it didn't feel in alignment, or where it took a human aspect out of something. And that's certainly not one of the things that I want to do. And I think one of the first things to think about today is, what is a quantum leap? This is the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast, right? What does it mean to take a quantum leap? And in the context of what we're talking about, and when I think about a quantum leap, it's going from where you are to that next level in a way that you probably didn't expect, in a way that's, you know, maybe easier, less forced, right? It's like, you know, doubling your sales. That's a quantum leap. And that's one of the things that we talk about a lot. So that's the context we're talking about. Could be doubling your prices, could be tripling, quadrupling, could be 10xing your prices. And, you know, who you had to become to make that happen. So there's a lot of things that, you know, it's not just big growth, right? It is growth. And it's also doing it in a short amount of time, collapsing time. And also a quantum leap is like the who you be in the conversation. What is the identity level shifts of how you're showing up? Like, for example, I never thought I'd be talking about AI. That even a year ago, I didn't think we'd be talking about it. I thought we'd be using it, but then, and you know, maybe sharing it with our clients. But then I realized that I needed to be talking about it and not only sharing with our clients what we're doing, but also sharing it on the podcast, talking about it in all the things we're doing, even teaching some of the things that we're doing. Because what I now know is that AI can be and is a powerful part of a quantum leap. It can be the portal, so to speak, right? The portal that gets you from here to there in a much easier, more aligned way, the more you lean into it. And we're seeing that with our clients. We're seeing our clients who are really leaning into it, Like they are making massive leaps in their business forward. And so we want you to see it as a tool, but not a replacement, right? It's not replacing the things you do in your business. Maybe it's replacing some things, right? Or shortening the time you're doing it, but it still also has to be in alignment with who you are, with your values, with how you show up in the world, with what you're teaching, with what you're bringing to the table, all the things, right? A quantum leap, the other thing, you know, I want you to think about is a quantum leap doesn't follow logic. It follows the energy. And so we always like to say with our clients, like you can't muscle your way through a quantum leap. The first place to start a quantum leap is to decide, like get really clear on what it is you want to create. So if that's a double in your business or if that's doubling your prices, right? That is a very clear goal. And then, right? And then there's lots of ways that you can lean into AI. In fact, you can have a full-on conversation about, listen, you know, AI or whatever you call it. Mine wanted to be called Nova, but it turns out a lot of people's wanted to be called Nova, so it wasn't original. Which I haven't had a conversation about it with Nova about that yet. But anyway, you may or may not want to name your AI. Some people are like, I'm never going to do that. And other people like named theirs right away. But you know, that conversation that you're having with your AI, your Nova, whatever you want to call it, is where the quantum leap could begin. Because the quantum leap could be, the conversation could be around, listen, I'm at 40,000 a month. I want to be at 80,000 a month. What's the fastest and easiest way to get there? What are 50 ideas? What's the fastest and easiest way to get there? What am I missing, right? What am I missing about this that if I knew, would really help me take that quantum leap? It's like literally having a conversation with your AI about this quantum leap that you want to take to see some of the ideas that are generated or some of the things that are coming through, right? So this quantum leap, again, using AI is just like a portal to that next level. I love this. I was just thinking about this, like quantum growth isn't about doing more. We talk a lot about that, right? It's not about having to do more. It happens when you become more authentic, more aligned with who you are. And even like this, like while I didn't think I'd be having a conversation about AI on the podcast, what I realized is that we're using it like crazy. And so are our clients. So of course I should be talking about it because it's part of quantum revenue expansion and it's a bigger and bigger part of it. And so I'm becoming more of who I am by having these conversations, sharing more behind the curtains, right? And that's my invitation to you as well, is like, how do I lean into AI even more so that I can become that bigger version of myself? I also think like automating tasks and saving time and getting a lot of these things out of your head or having your team take those things and automate pieces using AI gives you more mind space to become that more authentic version of you, to become more expansive in all the things that you're doing, right? And when you have more mind space, when you become more expansive, it opens up space for you to grow your business even more. So that's the piece I keep hearing from people. It's like, oh my gosh, if I automate all this stuff, what am I going to be doing? Well, you're going to have more room to think about how to grow your business, which is very exciting. I want to build kind of a bridge, a bridge about why AI can't replace consciousness, but it can accelerate it. You know, there's this bridge, right? It's not your consciousness, right? But I would argue that it is some kind of consciousness. And by leaning into it and asking a lot of questions, it can really accelerate what you're doing. Notice though, and think about this, is that AI is a mirror. It's not your master. AI and I wrote this together because I was having this conversation, this continued conversation with AI to help write the script and to write what's next in this conversation. And so this idea that AI is your mirror, not your master, is pretty powerful. It's not going to tell you what to do. You can ask it a lot of questions, but it's not going to tell you exactly what to do. Only you know what's best in your business or what decisions you're making, right? It's not about turning over everything to AI. It is your mirror though, because your AI is learning based on the way you ask questions and the kind of questions you ask, right? So if you, for example, if you ask fear-based questions, you're going to get fear-coded answers back. If you give it next free, and we'll talk about how to do this. If you give it next level frequency and you ask questions from that future version of you that already exists, you're going to get next level answers back. Does that make sense? So what's fun to me, this is like a time travel device. This is really a, you know, AI allows you to bring your future, that future version of you into the now. It's like, what would that future version of me do? And I'm going to show you how to do this in a moment, but I just want to kind of set the stage for this. Second, AI makes the subconscious conscious. Think about that for a second. It's like, what? AI makes the subconscious conscious. You know, if you've ever typed a prompt and realized, wow, I didn't even know that's what I believed, or I didn't even know that's what I thought, right? Or you ask a question to AI and you're like, why am I asking AI that question? Well, that's a clue to what your belief is, right? If, what's a question you might, like, I love to ask the question, what's the fastest and easiest way to get to create something, right? I'm not asking what's the slowest, most expensive, hardest way to get there. I'm about speed and results, right? Like that's kind of my whole brand and that's how we work with our clients. So that's why that question is framed in that way. And it's inside of those words, right? This is where NLP and neuro-linguistic programming comes in really handy, because it's like, if you understand or you're paying attention to the words that you use, right? Every word you use, you're using it for a specific reason. And encoded in that is either scarcity, like there's not enough, or prosperity and abundance, right? And so I wanted to do this episode because I want you to be really choosy as you build your AI, as you develop the relationship with your AI in the questions that you ask. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I've been asking it all fear-based questions. Well, you can change that. It's not about like starting brand new, right? You can even have that conversation with your AI and be like, hey, listen, I've been asking a lot of questions from a fear-based perspective, but now I want to ask from a future-based version of myself, which is focused on abundance and prosperity, right? And so your AI is going to be like, okay, great. We're going to look at everything through this lens of prosperity and abundance. And that's how we're going to frame things. So it starts to shift that conversation, but it also is making your subconscious conscious. Third, speed, moving quickly, which I like to do. We like our clients to do that. Plus though, misalignment in your chat or in anything, right? Equals burnout. Speed plus alignment. Follow this. Speed, moving quickly, plus alignment equals a quantum leap. That's the piece that a lot of us are missing, right? Is if something's not in alignment, or like I was just talking with a client recently about creating an event in a certain way and how that person was going to market the event. And what I wanted to reflect back to the client is how much they already know about marketing. Like they're kind of a marketing genius, not kind of, they are. And they've done incredible marketing. And my question for them was like, what, you know, if you could market any way you want to, that feels the most aligned, that feels the lightest, the easiest, how would you do it? And they knew exactly how they would do it, right? It was already there. And so that was more like marketing in that way was way more in alignment with them than some of the other things that they were thinking about that other people were doing, right? I feel like whenever we go into the other people are doing this boat, it can cloud our judgment. It can definitely get in our way. And when we're in the like what's most in alignment, what feels good about this, what direction do I want to go with this? That like, that's a very, very different, that's just a very different conversation. It's going to create different routes and different opportunities for you. So notice like whatever, like if you're creating an event, if you're creating a new product, if you're creating a new service, you want it to be in alignment first. You can move really quickly when the actions you take are in alignment with you. And fourth, you can use AI as an energetic ritual. So before you write or create anything, before you start diving into your, so let's say you want to write a marketing email. Before you just dive in and do it, I want you to get into alignment first. Like think about how am I feeling in this moment? Is this the best moment for me to be doing marketing? Like for me, it's early in the morning. I got to be doing stuff early in the morning. That's when I think the best. That's when I can do podcasts. I can write emails. I can do all those things, right? So tuning into first, am I in alignment? Am I calibrated? Am I in good energy? Am I in high energy? You're going to ask different questions depending on how you're feeling in the moment. So why not feel great in the moment before you ask the question? So that's my invitation to you as well. It's like before you write any prompt, before you create a line, I worked on a custom GPT from the energy of frustration and exhaustion. And you know what? It worked, but it was really clunky, really junky, was not what I wanted to create at all. Now, did I learn a few things from it? Yeah, about what I had to change, but I was mad. I was frustrated. What I know about myself is that I'm most calibrated in the morning. I'm really calibrated like after a good workout, right? And that's when I feel really great. So that's probably a really good time for me to be creating custom GPTs, right? Or writing emails or whatever it might be. And so notice that, right? Be in that space. I also created a prosperity prompt for myself to engage with, to have conversations with, to also shift my mindset. So if I'm not in the right place, there's this prompt I created that like I'm having this ongoing conversation about inspiring me, motivating me, pointing out like all the good things that are happening, right? So it's this ongoing conversation with AI to stay in the energy and stay calibrated. And you can do that as well, right? That might be something that you want to do that motivates you. And then finally, AI expands capacity. You have to expand identity. In other words, like you can automate your systems all day long, but you can't automate your self-worth. You can't automate your frequency, although you can impact it, right? Or your leadership. That's the work as humans that we have to do. And it's sort of like anything else, right? Garbage in, garbage out. If I haven't done the work on myself, AI is going to reflect that back to me. Not that let me be clear. I'm always working on the self. We're always working on ourselves, right? There's no end for that. There's always lots of work for us to do as a human. But if you're looking to take a quantum leap in your business to elevate, to move to the next level, then you have to do that. You have to expand identity. You have to do that work on yourself. And this is a piece that's not going to go away, right? AI is not working on the inside of me. Even if you hook something up to my brain, and maybe there's something someday that will help create, more endorphins. I mean, there's already things that do that, right? Exercise being one of them. Other, you know, habits you might have can help with that. More serotonin. I don't know. There might be things down the line. You know, maybe we automate that. But that's not here today. So, you know, that's where we still have to do that internal work to feel good about ourselves. Like, I want you to feel good about you. I want you to feel great about your business and what you're creating next. What's the way you're working with your clients and your customers and what's coming and what's happening, right? When you feel great about those things, then when you automate your systems and you automate your company and you create your next quantum leap, it starts to happen so much more effortlessly, right? That's when synchronicity happens. Synchronicity is a meaningful coincidence. Like somebody just shows up, the money just shows up, the next opportunity just shows up. One of the goals we set this year is I wanted to be at least on 2 podcasts a month. I think I've been on way more than that. I don't even know. We've kind of lost count. We put that out there and we literally just put it out there and it's just been happening. It's been happening a lot. And they're great podcasts that I'm being interviewed on. It's very exciting. And so like, that's an example of that's part of our plan. I'm in alignment with it. I know what I want to share. And yeah, we've put some ways that those opportunities can come to us and they're coming because I put it out there, right? So being in that energy of who you want to be, who you are, how you want to lead allows those opportunities to show up. So taking all of that kind of groundwork right? And looking at what's the hidden link between AI and the quantum leap you want to take, let's think about what you can be doing differently. So here's some action items that you can start doing today, okay? Because I know you're like, well, this is great, Ursula, but how do I begin activating AI as a quantum co-creator in my business? How do I do that? Number one is you could start every AI prompt with, and this is really cool, right? So think about your revenue goal, like the one that your stretch goal. Maybe you want to be at $83,333 a month. That's $1 million CEO, right? So you could say from the identity of $1 million CEO or a multi-million dollar CEO, or from the identity of a $50,000 a month CEO, wherever you are in your business. This is, that could be your prompt, right? From the identity of an $83,333 a month CEO, I want to create the following, or I really need help with this thing. Because that's like reframing your identity to come from a quantum place, and the answers are going to be different. The answers are going to be different if I say from the identity of a $5,000 a month CEO as compared to from the identity of an $83,000 a month CEO. Now, I'm not saying say $83,000 if that's, you're not in that place and that's not the goal you've set, but it could be later on, right? Use the number that's the next level for you. You could use AI to script 3 belief reinforcing affirmations or journal prompts each morning. Also, you could build your next product or offer or service, whatever you want to call it, from your future self, then use AI to structure it. Okay. So, you know, and that could, you could, you, this is about building the prompt. Like as an $83,333 a month CEO, okay, I want to create my next offer from my future self. So my current offer is this. What would this version of me create? Just ask, right? Just play with AI in that way. And then another fun prompt you could say is ask AI, what would my ideal clients need to hear today to feel safe saying yes? That's a fun question, right? Or you could create your new product or service and then say, with this new pricing and this new product or service, what would my ideal clients need to hear today to feel safe saying yes? So that could be a great follow-up question. And then finally, like, you know, AI is the place to really clear your plate, get those things off your plate, what we call low frequency tasks, or those tasks that you can automate. And again, these are like, make a list. Like, what are all the things I'm doing right now that are taking up brain space that either my VA could do, or my VA could automate, right? Or my executive assistant, or my team, or whoever you have working with you. Because ultimately, like, the more you get, and we started here, right? The more you get those things off your plate, the more mind space you have to focus on how to take this quantum leap. And that is what I want you to feel into. Because again, a quantum leap, like I said, doesn't follow logic. A quantum leap follows intention, it follows frequency, it follows energy, it follows fun, it follows bliss, right? It follows all those pieces. And when you're not feeling that way about your company, you can kind of feel stagnant. All right. And again, like, this is exactly what we're doing at our free event that's coming up. It's 2 hours. Double your monthly revenue now using AI. If you haven't registered yet, we do have a few spots, because here's the thing. If you register, you have to be able to show up live at the course. It's live, it's interactive. And some people have registered and they're like, I can't be there live. Well, you got to be there live or you're not going to get a lot out of it. So the link is in the show notes, but we're going to talk about a lot of things, but really how you're going to have your chat open. We're going to use ChatGPT. You're going to have your chat open, and I'm going to show you some of the things that we're doing, how to make it more in alignment with you, how to make AI really in alignment with you, I should say. And then we have some custom GPTs that we've created that you're going to get to use that will help you create your very own AI blueprint in real time, your AI revenue blueprint in real time. Be super cool. And I've never done it before in real time. So you're going to see all of this happening and unfolding, and hopefully it'll inspire you to be thinking about some of the things that you want to do, but also you're going to leave with your AI generated revenue plan. It's going to show you how to get to that next level. So I am super excited about that. And it's not just a class. Don't think about this as just a class. It's an opportunity for you to calibrate to your highest level right now. It's an opportunity for you to calibrate to the revenue leap that you want to make next. And because really, I want to close by having you imagine doubling your income. Think about that right now. What would that be like for you? Not from hustle, not from hacks, but because you finally let AI hold the back end of your business while you get to lead with your soul. And again, it's not about outsourcing your genius. It's about expanding your genius, really expanding the mind space that you have to create what you want to create in your business, that next level. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And the people who've already registered, I can tell you, are amazing people that you're going to want to meet. There's going to be phenomenal networking. You're going to have the opportunity to connect with other people who are there. So you definitely want to join us if you haven't yet. Double your monthly revenue now using AI. It's 2 hours. It's free. It's April 24th. It's all in the show notes. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. So that's 9 to 11 Pacific Time, 12 to 2 Eastern Time, 10 to 12 Mountain Standard Time. And wherever you're in the world, you can convert that time to your time zone. We would love to have you join us. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Thanks for hanging out. Hopefully this is inspiring you to try some new things, be interacting with AI so that you can take that quantum leap that you've been dreaming about. Make this your best month yet. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.